Welcome to 216, a link to the past randomizer podcast. I am your host, Fear Agent. Here with a bonus episode, I invited all of the TARC admin applicants to come onto the show and just give them an opportunity to talk to the community, share their vision for TARC, ask each of them the same three questions. Those questions are, why should I vote for you? What is your vision for TARC? And how would you practically make TARC the best place for rando? This is different. I didn't do any like follow-up questions as I would normally do on the podcast. One, because I didn't know how many people were going to come on the show, and I didn't want the show to be like 5 hours long. And two, I didn't want to inject myself into it. I just want to give a platform to everyone, especially those in the community that are a little less well-known. Not everyone came on, and that's totally fine. I'll have in the show notes a link to all of the admins and their applications. You can read over those and you can get more information there. Conversations also happening in the TARC Discord. I do want to shout out Leoria for one, being the first person I interviewed and helping me come up with the questions. So thank you, Leoria. I really appreciate that. And I want to thank everyone for coming on the show. I know it's not the most comfortable way for some people to share their information, but overall, I think everyone did a really good job, and hopefully it just gives you a little bit more insight into who they are and why you should vote for them for TARC admin. The five people that get voted in are going to shape what TARC looks like. So it is pretty important. All right, so sit back and enjoy. We're just going to go interview by interview, and we'll be back on Monday with a regular show with Telethar. All right, Akuhash, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm glad to give you a chance to talk and kind of get people a chance to hear what your thoughts are on all this. So a couple of questions for you, and those questions are, why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
Thanks for having me here. And like, why vote for me out of the 29 applicants? The only thing I can think of is I will bring my own way of thinking, and I'd rather get information and data, not run off of emotions.
Mm.
Been going through some therapy on emotional versus reasonable thought processes.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So through that, I more act with a reasonable mind, logic, data over emotions.
Mm.
All right. And it's more because I don't know how to speak emotions.
Sure. So what do you think your vision for TARC would be?
My vision is have it more be a central hub for tournament organizers to get general rules, general information, lots of basic stuff, and a good place to hang out along with everywhere else people are hanging out with their randos and other things on Discord.
Sure. How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
For me, I cannot. And it's more of the best place for rando is with your friends.
Mm, sure.
And all we can do is create basic rules, enforce those rules, hoping that everyone is having a good fun time, either competitively or casually. Just like playing any other game, there's rules to go by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Is there anything else you want to say to the community before the vote?
Just vote for whoever everyone thinks will make a great admin team, whether it is me or anyone else that has volunteered to take up that spot.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate you taking the time.
And thank you for having me.
All right, Dr. Bob, thanks for joining me to answer some questions for everyone in the community. So the questions are this. Why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
All right, so why should you vote for me? Well, honestly, the reason you should vote for me is if you think I'd be a good fit for the job, but I probably should elaborate on that. I think I tend to get along with pretty much everyone in the community. That I know of. I don't think I'm on anybody's list, you know? Mm-hmm. I like to be a mediator in general. I like to try to see all sides of a conflict, if there is one. I do have knowledge about the game. I do have technical knowledge about computer science and data science and things like that. which one could come in handy with, you know, any speaking with the developers that needs to happen. Also can come in handy with dealing with cheating situations, because I know that's one of the big things that has kind of gone away when the Racing Council was given up. That was one of the main functions of the Racing Council, was looking into allegations of cheating and that sort of thing. And I'm pretty sure I can, you know, one, use whatever tools we have, and also have a pretty good insight into what is a reasonable play and what is potentially problematic. As far as the vision for TARC goes, I would say, one, as an important thing, it would be an important place to go for resolving disputes and resolving cheating situations. I also just kind of see it as sort of a hub for all competitive versions of this randomizer. There's certainly, you know, the main randomizer Discord should certainly still be there, and I imagine we would still make announcements about things in that location as well, like if there are different tournaments popping up and that sort of thing. But really, I think TARC would make just a good hub for all things competitive, even if some of those competitive things don't follow the recommendations of TARC. Because, again, the rules that people set out, that was, you know, it's more suggestions than anything else. And whatever tournament you're running can use whatever rules you want. But just having a, you know, something that keeps track of what is the, you know, what are the rules you could do on race time? What are the, for just random races and various things like that? We can't have no oversight on that, right? Mm-hmm. If there's going to be some sort of, you know, if all those races are going to be related in some way. Anyway, so that's basically what I see as the purpose. I wouldn't see myself as some sort of dictator who gets to decide what the rules are and what aren't. I honestly feel like most rules ought to be decided via community vote, kind of like other speedrunning communities have.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
All right. So this is the hard question. So number one, I would want to have TARC to have a lot of information for anybody who wants to get into competitive rando. So, one, we should have, now this could be through some website or some other thing, but there should be, one, access to resources for learning tricks and things like that. Those exist out there, but they're very, you know, decentralized. They're so few. A lot of people don't know where to find them, and a lot of them are like just YouTube videos here and there from random members of the community. And of course, I wouldn't want to force anyone to put their material up on there, but it might be useful to have a nice repository of knowledge. Other things, repository of knowledge for like streaming and doing things like commentary and restreaming, the sorts of things that make presenting competitive randomizer an interesting and viable situation. And also having, you know, just attempting to keep up to date a calendar or a known schedule of upcoming events and upcoming tournaments, and encouraging people who want to start a tournament to, you know, to add that to our known list so that we can keep track of all those sorts of things. Because there are a lot of different tournaments that have gone on that are interesting that I might have been interested in, but I didn't know about them until, you know, they were happening. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing about this thing called the POG Championships, and I have never been able to get in on it anyway. But that's beside the point. But yeah, I don't see this as being some sort of totalitarian area, but I do want to have it be all-inclusive and all-encompassing, if we can.
Yep. Any last things you want to say to the community before the vote?
Not really. Just, vote for who you want to, and if it's me, great. If it's not, I won't be offended.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bob. Appreciate you coming on here.
No problem.
All right, Jossie, thank you so much for coming on and doing this, man. Really appreciate you taking your time. Just got a couple of questions for you here. The first two being, why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for TARC?
Okay. Well, to address them in order, first of all, you know, I have a pretty good background in community leadership positions at this point. I've been a league admin for now going into the fourth season, and I've been Speed Gaming volunteer coordinator for almost 2 years. And besides that giving me some experience organizing sectors of the community, it's also given me exposure to a lot of the community. So I think having had the opportunity to, you know, interact with a lot of people in the community and really try to get to know as many people as I can, it is important if you're an admin for the server that, you know, is the home of the entire racing community. I also, in terms of, you know, the harder admin stuff, just want to give a call out to that. I actually had experience being a juror a few years back on a pretty serious felony trial. So I know how to be objective and impartial if the circumstances really require it. You know, even if I have some preconceived ideas of something coming in, I can shed them and really be objective. And I guess I should also address the elephant in the room of, well, I'm not an active racer. So in that regard, given what I see the admin position as being, and I'll get into that as well, I think if anything, you know, my role as a league admin has more impact on the racing scene than my role if I am elected in a TARC admin would have. So, you know, I've been doing league admin stuff long enough, and I don't think anyone thinks it's been a disaster. I hope no one thinks it's been a disaster.
I'll hold my tongue.
So, yes, you know, hopefully most of the community trusts me in terms of what I contribute to the league admin team. So if you feel you can trust me with that, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to handle any racing related aspects of the TARC admin position. Yeah, so to address your second question, what's really important to me in TARC is that it should be as flat a structure as possible. That, you know, the drivers should be the tournament organizers and the racers primarily, because the tournament organizers, well, ultimately, they're the ones who I think have the biggest impact for how racing is done, because they all have the power to set their own rules. And I think an important thing in TARC is that the TOs can coordinate with each other and hopefully develop a unified rule set so everyone isn't going in every direction. And then, you know, for the community, I think it'll be great to actually be able to take polls and votes. That's not really something we've had in this community so far. And I'm excited to see that as part of TARC, hopefully. And, awesome. You know, above that, I really just kind of see there being some admins, some mods who would, you know, they would be active racers and kind of the visibility in promoting the racing scene and recording the races, since I think that ties in, because, you know, you go to look at any race you've done, one of the first things you'll see in the race room is the name of the person who recorded it. So and then, of course, a cheating investigation committee, which has been discussed a lot and is going to be a necessary part of TARC and hopefully won't have to be used too often.
All right. Third question. How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
Well, I think one of the really important roles of a TARC admin is to be a facilitator and make sure that TARC is an environment where anyone in the racing community feels comfortable expressing their views on any issue, as long as, you know, they're doing it respectfully and not getting out of control. So I think the important thing is just to be able to facilitate that, you know, keep people in line if someone's starting to trample a bit on someone else, so that no one feels like harassed or bullied out of the community. I also think the admins can be a good resource if someone wants to try something new. Like if you want to get a new tournament off the ground. If you have a great idea, don't know where to go with it, or if you have an idea for something else related to racing and don't know where to go with it, I think the admin should be a good source for providing encouragement and direction. You know, people come to the admins with an idea. The admins can, you know, help match them with other people who might want to see that idea through to fruition.
All right. Any last things you want to say to the community?
Well, can't believe I've been part of this community for more than 5 years now. I've really enjoyed it, or I wouldn't have stuck around this long. So whether I wind up being a TARC admin or not, I hope to, you know, enjoy being a part of this community for years to come.
Awesome. Thanks, Jossie. Really appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
All right, Fearless Prince, thanks for joining me today. This is your chance to, you know, tell people why they should vote for you for admin. So I've got a couple questions for you. The first two are, why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for TARC?
I think my vision for TARC is I want it to be a community where every rando player has the chance to go and say something instead of feeling that their voice is mute compared to some of the larger streamers or some of the larger rando players in the community. I don't want it to be a place kind of how we were before, where if you weren't one of the big names or one of the big followings, you really kind of were just drifted off into the background by default. I really want to see everyone have that chance to have an input. I think you should vote for me because I've always been one of those players myself. I try to stay active in the community, commentary, tracking here and there, a couple of pickup races. But I want to be the little guy. I want to be the voice on the admin team for the little guy and not just the, oh, well, this works best for every, for all these larger people. And let's just go with that. No, I want to see somebody else be on the admin team for that.
All right. How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
I'd practically make it better for rando because it wouldn't necessarily be the admin team's responsibility to enforce in the, like the old council used to. We just delegate to smaller committees, even if those committees are just temporary. We want to make sure that everyone's having fun. And if there's any issues, then they can come to us without any fear of retaliation or just angst. Just making sure that it's a safe space for everybody.
All right. Any last things you want to say just to the community in general?
No, I just want to thank you for letting all of us applicants have this platform to go and, you know, share our side of the story and our voices to why people should vote for us.
All right, Homemade Beer, thanks for coming on and, you know, just giving us some insight into why you're doing this. It's also weird to call you Homemade Beer. I feel like I just normally just call you Beer, so I'm just going to call you Beer from now on.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so I got a couple of questions for you. Why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
So I think that once I saw TARC was formed after the council was dissolved, my first kind of thoughts of what TARC should be is that it should be a centralized Discord location for all things related to racing in A Link to the Past randomizer. Mm-hmm. Whether this be for, you know, pickup or casual racing at any level, I think it's important to include like the like people who just like want to play races but want to know, you know, what's the rule set and stuff. They're not like playing tournaments or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, as well as glitches, classifying glitches and determining rule sets, or, you know, having new runners come in who want to learn the game, like want to learn how to race the game, come and they and TARC can be a place where they can learn from veteran runners. You know, TARC should have everything. Mm-hmm. So as a TARC admin, if I were to be elected, my goal would be to focus on making sure the Discord is organized in the best way that would efficiently get information to the right parties and be a welcoming place for everyone. And the first round of elected admins, I think, you know, in this situation we're in, will have a very special role in determining what needs to be done in regards to making sure the rule sets are clear and cheaters can be investigated and removed from racing, as well as, you know, they will have to work together to make TARC the bastion of all things rando racing. So if I'm elected, I'd be looking forward to working with whomever else gets elected to organize these efforts and get things done in a timely way.
All right. How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
Yeah. How would you make it the best place for rando? So there's a lot to be asked in this question of like what like the best means here. But I think from what I thought about, like kind of what I said in response to the first question of like what I think TARC should be, you know, as an admin of the first term, the main thing that I would focus on is developing the infrastructure for what TARC will eventually become. The admin team should be responsible for making sure people who play the game can show up and find help where they're needed with relative ease. And as you know, there's already tons of helpful people in the Discord there with a lot of knowledge and resources who are all very like willing to help out, like very nice people that already make the place like a great place to hang out. So keeping everything organized in a smart way will make it good for that. And one of the main things that I want to see going forward is to make sure that the Discord is a place where we can have moderated discussion that takes place, where community members can talk about glitches and rule sets or other things that affect racing in the game while feeling like their opinions matter and without getting kind of drowned out with memes and shitposting, things like that.
Mm. Cool. Any last thoughts or words for everyone in the community?
I think the only like kind of last thing I want to say is I'm kind of excited to see where this goes. I'm looking forward to, I don't want to say like take back racing. That's not really what we're doing here, but to grow this new idea that has come together over the last few weeks with all the people involved. And, you know, whether or not I'm elected, I think that, you know, I have some people in mind that who I think would do a great job that, you know, I would love to work with in making sure this stuff gets done and make this community a great community.
Cool. Thanks, Beer. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Kaysen, thanks for joining me. Here's your opportunity to address the community. And let me ask you a couple of questions. The first two are, why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for TARC?
Well, first, thanks for having me on and, you know, just doing this in general, giving everyone a chance to kind of say their piece. Mm-hmm. Why should you vote for me? I have experience running communities in the Rando area. I'm admin for 40 Bonks, have been since 40 Bonks inception when CJ first started it. I have some experience running tournaments. I'm an active racer. So I feel like I'm just kind of all over the place. I'm not always the most outspoken person, but I have experience and I've, you know, I have an idea what I want to see. Second question was, the vision for TARC? Mm-hmm. I want TARC to be what I think kind of what Council was supposed to be from the beginning, which is just a way to have rule set taken care of. But I don't want it to be Council 2.0, which I know is kind of a fear some people have, kind of myself included. I want it to be, you know, more of a set of guidelines than hard and fast rules. I'd mentioned in one of the channels, someone was talking about it. Like, I think it's more that they're kind of going to be more responsible for just setting the baseline rule set. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, let the tournament organizers make the final decision on what do we want to do. And then TARC would just kind of adapt to what is actually happening in the community rather than saying, this is what you have to do, if that makes sense.
All right. How would you practically make TARC the best place for Rando?
I think just working with tournament organizers and working with the community, trying to have as much transparency as possible so that people know what's going on and don't have to just speculate or wonder what's going on behind the scenes. I think just having active leaders, whether you're moderators, like getting the right people. I should have mentioned this in like the vision, but the other function I see TARC has would be like cheating investigations. I'm not necessarily the best person for going and doing the investigating of cheating, but I know there are very qualified people out there and I would want to find them and let them do that.
Nice. All right. Any last words for the community that you'd like to say?
I just hope that after all the dust settles from everything that's happened over the last couple of weeks, that we just come out of this better, have a better structure, more community oriented, all of that. I think the opportunity is there for things to improve.
Awesome. Thank you, Kaysen, for taking your time to just talk to the community for a minute.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me.
All right, Leoria, here's your time to share with the community your vision for TARC. So here I'm asking you two questions. One, why should I vote for you? And two, what is your vision for TARC?
Okay, so first question, why should you vote for me? I have probably not hidden that I'm a bit on the verbal side. Like, I'm not afraid to ask questions or ask sometimes kind of annoying questions, or in some cases, poke the bear, so to speak. But that's sure. because mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes you have to poke the bear to get a response. You got to make hard decisions sometimes. And I'm hoping as an admin that won't be a necessary thing completely, but organizing this new structure and this new racing community, like, I want to say, hey, I helped to make that happen with a team of, you know, four other really, really strong, you know, communicators and teammates in a way. I'm not just saying like as league teammates, because yeah, sure. but like just I've seen so many applicants that have done a really, really great job of stating their case. And I've been sitting here like, oh yeah, I vibe with them. I vibe with them. I vibe with them. And I like to think that I'm personable. Yeah, it can be outspoken, but I like to think that I'm outspoken in a healthy way and in a non-attacking way, because I really just care about this community. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's changed my life, dude. Like, I can't explain in enough time how much this community has changed my life. But question two, like, what is the structure of TARC?
What is your vision for TARC?
What is my vision of TARC? That's right. So, I mean, TARC literally stands for the ALTTPR Racing Community. I think the big part of that is the letter C, community. Like, we are all a group of people who just love racing this game, dude. Like, we just love playing this 30-year-old video game as fast as we can, and we puzzle piece it out now to make it as quirky and weird and sometimes just plain awful as possible. And yet we do it for fun. And I want TARC to be a place that we can come together, and whether we agree on a new glitch or whatever, like, we can still come together and be like, hey, you know what? I may not agree with you. You may not agree with me, but we're all in this together for this awesome game and playing it as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's unreasonable.
Sure. Practically, what are steps that you would take as admin to make TARC the best place for a rando?
Oh man, that's a doozy. It's a good one though. Like, that's a really good and thought-provoking question.
Hey, I'm so pretty good at this job, so.
I mean, look, you know, you've done this for a few seasons.
Yeah.
I would straight up say that to make TARC the place, like, the best place it can be, is to be as transparent and open as possible with the limitations there are. Like, obviously we can't just be like, hey community, here's an allegation of cheating or whatever, right? Like, you can't do that. But I strongly think that a lot of the decision making power should be from the community, or at least from the tournament organizers who are creating these competitions within the community.
Mm.
And I think at the end of the day, TARC should be a place where we can all gather for that. I don't want anybody to feel unheard. I mean, I posted earlier today on, what is it? Friday is today. but I posted earlier today about how going through some of the applications and reading about how some people feel like they are the quiet or voiceless side of rando. And I just have to ask, why? Like, why do people feel that way? I don't want anybody to feel that way. I want everybody to feel like, yo, my voice matters. And we've set up things in such a way that they feel like their voice does matter.
Cool. Any last things you want to say to the community in general?
Honestly, just like, don't vote as far as like a popularity contest or like, I know this name the best. There are some really fabulous applicants on there that may not be like the most well known names. And I'm saying that even as somebody who, like, I feel like I'm generally known ish, at the very least, I talk a lot. And I just feel like take the time to read the applications is what I would say, and vote on who you think would be working together well. And I guess one final thing would be, y'all give Skyward Sword way too much hate. Just saying.
All right. Thanks, Lau.
Yeah.
All right, Lysandre, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm glad to have you here and, you know, give you a chance to speak to the community. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. The first two are, why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for TARC?
So, hi, Fjergent. Thank you, entire community. Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with why should I vote for you? That's a tough one. It's a really tough one. And I think I could tell everyone, like, I'm going to do everything you want and blah, and do promises I probably cannot hold.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I will be part of a team if you vote for me. So it will be a team decision and a community decision. So I'm not going to say, like, I can do everything for you want, because it would be a lie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and say, what's my vision for TARC? Well, my vision for TARC is basically create a place for everyone interested in competitive racing in a linked class randomizer. You can have a complete overview of existing rule sets, of rules, of tournaments that exist, a safe place to ask questions about the game, about glitches, about pretty much anything you want to know, and don't have to fear you're getting memed and laughed at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As I feel, newer people might have be afraid to ask in bigger communities because they might not feel confident enough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to have us a place where everyone can get together. So either tournament organizers, as well as community members, as new, old, everyone should be welcome, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that is what I would like TARC to be.
Okay. How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
How would I achieve this? Well, I guess I think there will be, or there should be, teams for different purposes. Of course, for like anti-cheating, for race time GT, for moderation of, I would say, secured areas where everyone can speak freely, mm-hmm. without being memed about or whatsoever, you know. Mm-hmm. There will be a place to have only fun memes, off topic, whatsoever. And I think every community needs such a place because it's fun, right?
Right.
But I think when you have new people coming in and they scroll through topics and see people laughing under quotation marks, you know, about, mm-hmm. people asking questions, I get the feeling they will not feel confident to ask on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there should be the moderation team. And yeah, of course, as TARC should be more community-driven than the old council was. Of course, prepare votings, prepare discussions, and have also a safe place for discussions. I feel like I'm repeating myself pretty much.
No, yeah. You, I think that's what you're trying to say is you really want TARC to be a safe place for everyone to be able to have a way of communicating with each other.
Yeah, I think it's important, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I think the best way to go ahead or keep moving and growing is to communicate, to discuss, but in a professional manner.
Sure. Is there any last things you'd like to say to the community before the vote?
Well, as I started off, I'm not going to promise anything, but I would right. be very happy to be in the admin team and give something back of the match the community gave to me when I started joining the community about 4 years ago.
Mm.
So, yeah, I want to give something back. I want to help. And yeah. Else, I would just say, Fjergent, thank you for having me here.
Yeah, thank you for joining me.
Of course, thank you.
All right, PH, I guess I should just call you the co-host of 216 now, which is frequently as you're on. But just got a couple of questions for you to answer, and then we'll call it good. So the first two questions are this. Why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
So in terms of why should I vote for you, I think it's funny because honestly, the answer is I don't think people should vote for me specifically in the sense of like, oh, I really want to vote for this person, PH. I think it's thinking through for individual people as we give the answers, what makes sense to them. I hope that for the people who see what I've explained in a lot of the channels and the feedback form in TARC, that what I'm saying makes sense to them. I think the biggest thing that I believe in is that whoever the admins are and pretty much the whole roster, I think there's a ton of people on there who would do a great job. It's all about, again, it's about empathy. It's about being able to represent the full community well, but with a focus on really giving, continuing to breathe life into the competitive racing scene, which is, I think, the top focus for that group.
All right. And then, what's your vision for TARC?
Yeah, sorry. Thank you. To the second question, in terms of a vision for TARC, I think the council needs to, or the admins, excuse me, not the council, needs to take the approach that this is a group that helps administrate and oversee and enable the player base, because that, I think, was one of the bigger challenges. And TARC as a central area for people to come to for knowledge, for expertise, for being able to begin their play, right? The old Rando Discord was in many ways how players would start playing Rando and then would get into racing it. And I think that to me, the opportunity here is to say, if you just want to play casually, you're just starting to play Rando, that initial Discord still makes a lot of sense. But if you're looking to start getting into racing, start seeing how things might be different, learn how to play the game better, get, you know, hooked into different communities and tournaments and understand the guidelines and the rules and why we do the things the way that we do in the racing community. I think that's what TARC really should be, is that that's where the delineation comes in, is specifically this is a home for those of us who are looking to do this in a racing and a competitive fashion.
Mm-hmm. Cool. How would you practically make TARC the best place for Rando?
Yeah, I think really what it comes down to is a combination of doing the work to understand as many perspectives as possible, and then synthesizing them well, right? Working across different communities, because that, I think, is one of the biggest potential opportunities for improvement or change over how things may have gone in previous iterations, is that TARC, we are coming to this new space with the ideals of having the community have a bit more of a direct voice. And so making that possible, but also not just going into like, okay, we're going to let everybody vote and it's just going to be these random polls on a Google form and I hope everything works out, right? There is some degree of ensuring that proper information is shared, that, you know, constraints are placed around how people communicate to each other, and then also ensuring that the other aspects of a healthy community continue on as well, right? Things like the cheating investigations, things like actually ensuring that the various tournament admins have all of the resources and opportunity to connect with each other, connect with the sub communities that exist around the racing scene, right? Whether it's different Discords, different, you know, some of the non-English communities that are huge and really vibrant, and giving them all a place to really bring all the best parts of everything that they do. I'll just, for one practical example, because I thought it was so interesting, the number of times that we heard, oh man, you know, what the German community was doing with their swordless. Like, I think I probably heard that like 10, 15, 20 times. And it's like, those are the kinds of pieces of information that ideally we're not hearing about after they're running a whole community and other people are also doing a swordless mode. But wouldn't that be cool if those are the kinds of things that we're sharing a little bit more upfront and seeing how somebody's really good idea is disseminating quickly across all the different groups that might benefit from it.
Awesome. Except for the swordless part. All right. So do you have any last words for the community?
Yeah. So you raise a good point. Swordless is out. No. I think you know, there's been a lot of so much digital ink spilled. I do think it's cool that so many people care so much. I think it sometimes is easy to get overwhelmed by all of the words. So I think what you're doing here is great, to let people maybe get a little more of a brief synopsis of perspective. But I think it's just, you know, I'm excited for the future of TARC, whomever ends up in the position. I'll reiterate what I said. I think the applicants are amazing. And I just hope that people, you know, come to this. And my ask to the community as a whole is to, you know, try not to treat it with too much cynicism and actually make a good faith effort that since we are taking this new approach, that we give it a chance to breathe and grow and hopefully be as successful as I think it can be.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me, man.
Thank you for doing this. I think it's great.
All right, Radical Sniper. It's hard for me to call you that. Jesse, thanks for coming on and doing this. Not because it's a bad name, but just I just feel way more comfortable calling you Jesse for some reason.
I'll change it sometime, probably.
Sure. All right, so thanks for doing this. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and this is just your chance to talk to the community. So
sure.
The first two questions are, why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
I feel I've got a track record here in the community as somebody who is generally a good communicator. I believe I convey that well during my comms sessions. I feel like I've got a good reputation in this community for being a fair individual. I like to believe that my time on the council, for however it ended, was fruitful and gave me valuable experience to carry over to a short stay with the TARC admin community or TARC admin position. So, you know, I don't want to be on it for a long time, but I want to help in terms of what I've see TARC to be. I think it's a guide for this community. It's not, you know, council had a lot of power, and I don't think it was a bad thing, but I think TARC is, our goal is to, as a community or as a TARC admin staff, should eventually be have a give people a voice now. Like, you know, everybody should be able to have a say. If you want to race, you should have a voice in the goings on. You know, that was kind of, you can see some of the discussions for the voting eligibility. Like, I was one of the people who said that it should be anybody who has voted or raced in the last year has a vote to submit to this discussion. And I think, you know, that is the goal here, is to say whether you are the winner of the main tournament, winner of league, or the brand new mentee, or somebody who joins a daily every so often, you matter to the racing community. So, and that may mean the race, you know, TARC helps form stuff. I don't think we are, well, the admins would be the ones determining a whole lot. I think we'd be the ones helping build the framework.
Mm. All right. How would you practically make TARC the best place for Rando?
I think what I'll say is I don't think the main Discord was necessarily terrible. I think what the issue really is that they were two different spaces at a certain point. And I think the hardest thing is, I don't know if there's ever going to necessarily be a best single place for Rando. Like, you know, Fear, you know this, like, you've been a part of this community long enough to know that, like, I don't want to call it fracturing because I don't think it's bad, but there's plenty of sub communities. Mm-hmm. What I want is this to be a hub, a starter point, a, you learned about Rando, you joined the main Discord, it was a good start, and then you're like, I want to be competitive, I want to do the racing thing, and I want TARC to be a hub for competitive racing. Now is like competitive play, you know, can I find my way into the glitches, can I find my way into, you know, talking to these other people, not just, you know, what the mentor tourney does, not just what a tournament does, but a place for that. And I think that's kind of the broader scope, because there's always going to be sub communities. And I don't think it should be the goal of TARC to supplant those. We're just, you know, I'm always going to be part of a sub community that I want more people to be a part of. And just like 216 has that, you know, there's people who hang out here, there's people who hang out there. And I think that should always be the case.
All right. Any last thing you want to say to the community?
Thanks for the opportunity. And hopefully this does, you know, this little experiment works out and, you know, we can continue from what was not exactly the brightest period for this community and scene, and brighter days ahead.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much for joining.
Thanks, Fear.
All right, Ricky, thank you so much for joining me. I'm glad you get a chance to talk to the community and kind of answer a couple of questions. So here are the questions. Why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for TARC?
All right. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, giving me the opportunity and everyone else the opportunity to do this. Why should you vote for me? So I have been part of the community for a number of years. I think I'm almost at my fourth year anniversary. I have several years of leadership experience in real life managing small teams of 7 to 15 people, both in college and at work for the past 4 years. I am very goal-oriented. I try to get the job done, and I am willing to compromise and listen to other people's ideas and incorporate those. I'm very much a team player. I am not rigid on getting my way at all, because I know it's not what's best. What may be best for me is not what's best for everyone. And ultimately, that's what we're hoping to achieve here, is what is best for the Into the Past Randomizer community in general. And whether I disagree or not, I'm more looking at the bigger picture. And I want everyone to just be happy, which I know may be a naive goal, but that's really what the goal is to have everyone be as happy as possible with the situation we have. Right. My vision for TARC is basically that. I want everyone to be happy. I want TARC itself to be essentially a centralized hub or town hall of sorts for the Roundtable community at large to come together to discuss various aspects of the game outside of tournaments. This is already kind of happening naturally, which has been great to see, and I would like to keep that going. The goal of leadership in that scenario would be to handle the more difficult and complicated aspects of the racing scene, such as cheating investigations, glitch rulings, and the like, so that tournament organizers and runners could be free to run their tournaments and pick up races without having to deal with all that red tape. Basically, like, for all the issues people may have had with the process of the Racing Council, I thought the results worked really well. Like, the community was solid, the tournaments were solid, and I would just like to keep that going, maybe just changing a few of the processes if necessary, and if the community agrees with that, to be maybe better. I mean, that's, you know, right, to be seen. So yeah, like I said, TARC would be responsible for cheating investigations, which, as far as how those would work, yeah, we would have a team put together to do that. I think that team should be operating independently of the admins. And given that, I think I wasn't privy to how Racing Council did cheating investigations. I only ever saw their announcements, like most of us did. But I think they did a fantastic job in that area, and I would just like to maintain the status quo of how Racing Council was doing it. Like, if it's not broken, don't fix it, and I would just like to keep that going. One area that I do think needed improvement was, granted this came up very rarely, but we should have guidelines and punishments in place for harassment and extreme cases of bad sportsmanship. Because those things, like, again, the community is very well behaved overall, but not having, you know, guardrails in place did cause a couple issues once in a while, and I think they would be very helpful to have those. And then, of course, there's keeping the primary rule set up to date. I'm thinking, like, my vision would be that the rule set, I want to keep the Racing Council rule set. I thought that, again, I had issues with the process, but the rule set itself I thought was fine. I would like to keep it and just update it through community votes. If the community wants to vote in a new rule set, I think we should have that option on the table, but that is something I think should be discussed and organized if necessary. I do also believe, because I was looking at the rule set recently, and like, there's like 43 glitches on there, and there's no organization in terms of what's actually important to learn and what's, you know, swag. I would like to actually just organize the rule set so that, you know, for newer players, because I had this problem as a newer player, I looked at the rule set, I was like, wait, what? So I would like to organize the rule set so, like, that, you know, first of all, here's the cheating stuff. No stream sniping, no, like, these are the hardcore, these don't change items. Then here's all your glitches organized in terms of, you know, how hard they are to learn, how easy they are, how important they are. And, you know, TOs, pickup runners, pickup races, they could modify those as they wish, as long as it's clearly communicated. So basically, I would like to really revamp the presentation of the rule set. And then ultimately, one last thing, like I said, I think the goal of TARC should be essentially to maintain the relatively independent status quo the racing community enjoyed with the Racing Council, but with better processes in place to try to keep everyone happy as best as possible and avoid the more troublesome aspects of the old system.
Sure. All right. Well, how would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
So I looked at that question, and that question strikes me as odd because, well, and I shouldn't really say that, but just because of the past 4 years of the racing community being, you know, into all the, you know, divided into all these subcommunities of these friend groups and all the tournaments. I honestly feel Tark isn't the, shouldn't be necessarily the best place for Randall, because I would consider that to be the tournaments themselves, or even Ladder, like, you know, where you're actually doing the racing. I think those are the best places for Randall. Tark's goal in terms of being the best place for Randall would be to facilitate the success of the tournaments, to facilitate the success of Ladder. I mean, yes, I know it, there's a bit of a, you know, friendly split right now, but basically it's just, you know, Tark should be managing, like I said before, the cheating investigations, the harder stuff, the controversial stuff, so that the tournaments and Ladder could be the best that they could be. And yeah, basically just, you know, maintaining the status quo for the most part, improving it as best we can, and just letting the community do what the community does best, which is running Rando and cheering each other on and supporting each other and, you know, talking passionately about the game. I guess that's the one thing Tark would, I would like to see Tark do, is especially, there's been a tendency, I think, in the community where we have the same conversation multiple times in different discords. Like I said before, I think I've loved seeing all the conversation happening in Tark itself, and I want to keep that going. And I just want to make sure that Tark is a friendly and welcoming place where those conversations can happen. And as newer players come in, yes, we may end up having the same conversation multiple times, but that's okay, because it's newer players learning stuff, or, you know, older players like me finally caving in and learning this glitch they probably should have learned a long time ago. I just want Tark to be a friendly place for everybody that helps the community, you know, do what it does best.
Awesome. Any last words for the community at all before the start of the votes?
I've really enjoyed the questions. I am trying to answer them as best I can. It's been quite a weekend for me. My back has been acting up, and it's very hard to concentrate on answering questions when I'm dealing with pain. But other than that, you know, I think the Tark is off to a good start so far. I think the community is handling the changes very well. I know there's impatience about it, but hopefully, you know, we can get to the end of this, you know, in a timely manner and in a manner that, you know, suits the community for a long time going forward. And so, and to that end, yeah, it's going to take time. Please give us the time. And if I voted in, I will do my best to, you know, get it done as quickly and as effectively as possible. But to that end, I am really looking forward to the vote, and I hope everyone, you know, what should I say, votes the way they see fit, which I'm sure you're already going to do. I could have worded that better, but, you know. Sure. But, you know, make sure you vote for what you think is best for the community overall. And, yeah, that's about it.
All right. Thanks, Ricky, for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Schulzer, thanks for joining me today. This is your opportunity to talk to the community. So I'm going to ask you a couple different questions. And yeah, it's just your chance to talk to the community. So the questions are these. Why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for Tark?
Yeah, that why should you vote for me? That's such a weird question to ask, I think, in this aspect of the community right now. Like, having this vote, would I get big admin position? I hope that it's not like the big thing in the new community or in the Tark. But yeah, I think I'm back in the community for like 4 years at this point. People thought I was a cheater. I was banned for racing for 2 weeks, which sadly did happen. But I think I made a turnaround in the last 1.5 years, show that I can be a valuable member of the community that also speaks up if I don't see the community going in the right direction. Especially with the Yoshi incident from the last league season, I think that I shown there that I changed myself and that I can hopefully make a good change to the community at some point. But right. Yeah, from the vision for the Tark, I don't think it's going to be like the huge new thing. I think we had a good foundation with the organizing council. There were just like the one or two things that were not going perfect, and I hope that Tark will fix this, but I sure hope this gonna happen with any admin team that is gonna form, that we have like a better council or like the new voting system going forward.
Mm-hmm. All right. How would you practically make Tark the best place for Rando?
I think that Tark has a lot of opportunities. Like, I think as an admin right now, I think that, like, at least that how I see it, that like the major things that should need like a new wording or new how you look at it. That's one is Spec Eclipse. I'm sure we all agree that the council definitely had their word on it, and I think they also made reasonable decisions. But the community showed that they want Specky, so we need to have another vote on it. Then there's always the hover debate, and I don't think there was like a hover vote for like over 2 years now. And I feel like the community has changed a little bit, so it's maybe good to have another vote on that one. And another thing that is voice calls during races. I think we should just look at these again and see how they formed out after the council voted on them, and maybe see how the committee stands on that and how we could make it better. Like, all of the time, I basically look at the Elixir Pathfinder community and oftentimes compare to the OOT community and look how things OOT makes better, how Link to the Past makes it better. And I think that I feel that OOTR, especially in casual races, is a lot less strict, which was one problem in Link to the Past. I think that way is better going forward.
Mm.
And another thing that I would love to see, but I don't think that is really going to happen, is that the Tark Discord server is going to be like a big hub of like many tournaments, that we don't have like a casual boots Discord server, Dwarves Arcing Discord server, another X tournament server, that this Tark basically serves as like a tournament server in some case, that we have a tab, oh, like the casual boots tournament is going on, and then we have the Arcing Dwarves League. That we don't have to split up in like 20 or 30 different Discord server, that makes it really messy sometimes to have a good overview of attorneys, especially now with the new Link to the Past system. They seem sensible that covers that part. I think they could be a really good way going forward, which kind of works in the OOT community right now. Like, they have on the main server a lot of different tournament or modes in the main channel, and I think that could also work for Tark maybe in the future. And that would one thing that I love to see
cool
being changed.
All right. Any last things you want to say to the community before the vote?
Not really. Just vote on whoever you think is going to do the right thing. I'm sure any applicant will try his best to make this community as good as it is right now and maybe make it a little bit better. But I love this community. I want to give something back. And yeah, have a good day, everyone.
Thanks, Schulzer. Thanks for joining me. All right, Shireen. Thanks for coming on the show, man. Always a pleasure to have you on. Going to ask you a couple different questions and just shoot away. So,
all right.
Why should I vote for you? And what is your vision for Tark?
So, you should vote for me because I genuinely want to make the community a better place. I've been around for 5 years. I'm a formal council member, and I've put a lot of effort in many different ways to, make the community better. You know, whether it's running tournaments, interacting with council members, talking about issues the community has. I genuinely see this as an opportunity to better the community. I think that Tark really, you know, doesn't need to try to be anything super special. I think we had a great. We still have a great infrastructure in the community. You know, we have ladder, we have a lot of stuff going on, and we have a good rule set. And I think ultimately we just want to make a place where as many people's voices are heard as possible. You know, the council from the onset, as a member, I felt this way, and also as a, you know, just a casual racer. The council members initially were elected by the admins, and then they were always voted on by each other. And you had a lot of people, you know, coming on, dropping off, and like there was not as much power as there was, you know, people hanging out with the role. And I think ideally we just want to get as many people involved as possible. I'd love to see, you know, as many tournament organizers and, you know, different language community representation as possible, so we can just have everything in one place. You know, I don't think we need to rework everything. So that's really my vision for Tark.
All right. How would you practically make Tark the best place for Rando?
So I think it all starts with, you know, getting the people involved. I think, you know, having a voting structure where more voices are heard by definition is going to lead us to a more diverse team of people. I think if you want to, you know, make progress quicker and like go through rule sets and polling better, you just want to get a diverse set of names out there. I think if we have a platform where admins and council members consist of a lot of representation, tournament organizers, and like I said, you know, people from the, you know, French, Spanish, German community, and just people working together that all want to better the community, then it will just happen faster by default, as opposed to just having, you know, people represented, you know, unevenly from different communities. All so, right. Yeah.
Any last things to say to the community at all?
Vote for fear.
All right, Shereen, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks.
All right, StarX, thank you for joining me and coming here and answering these questions for the community. So the questions are this. Why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
Thanks for having me. Well, why should you vote for me? I'm a new voice in the community. I've been part of the French community for a little over 3 years now, if I'm counting right. But I haven't been really part of the international community so far, not in any leadership capacity, at least. So I believe having a new voice is something that could be beneficial to the community as a whole. And I think I can be that voice. And as far as my vision for TARC, I feel like the administrators group, the admin team for TARC, should be mostly hands-off. I've seen what happened from very far with the council, and I think that having a group that's more hands-off, more muted behind the scenes is going to be good for the community. Mm-hmm. But also that group needs to be as transparent as possible. We need to build trust in this administrators group. And we also need the admins to, I think, delegate as much responsibilities as possible. They need to be leaders. They need to be guides for the community, and not like hug the power and hug all the decision making. They need advisors for Discord moderation, race time moderation, and all of that. Another subgroup for advising on rules making, another one for cheating allegations. So they need to be advised by people who are willing to give time and willing to give good advice to those administrators. And they don't need, I think, they don't need to have the final say in any decision. The community needs to have this final say, be it through polls, through votes, for rulings, for activities, anything the community wants to build, the community needs to have a voice for that.
All right. How would you practically make TARC the best place for rando?
I believe A Link to the Past Randomizer is a very good place. It's in a very good place right now as a whole, as a game. So I think building on that is the most important thing. It's not worth it, even with everything that happened, it's not worth it to just throw everything out the door and start from scratch. But I believe that having a new vision, a new voice for the community is going to be what's best, because at the end of the day, the players are what's most important. They are the one playing the game. They are the one running casual. They are the one racings in tournaments, leagues, ladders. Those people are the voice that we need to listen to, and they are essentially what makes this community alive and thriving. So basically, just listen to what people have to say and try and take take the helm and guide them there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Any last words you want to say to the community before the vote?
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people haven't necessarily heard of me, but it can be a good thing for certain people. Might be not so good things for other, but I think I can be of help, be it in the administrators group, be it in any subcommittee that might be coming up later on. But I mean, I want to help this community thrive. I want to help it grow and be the best community it can be. So I just hope you guys give me a chance to do so.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining me, Starks.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Vex, thanks for coming on the show and doing this. Really excited to have you on. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and it's just your time to share your thoughts with the community. So the questions are, why should I vote for you, and what is your vision for TARC?
Yeah, so I'll start with the first one. Why you should vote for me? I like to think that I've got a pretty level head, and you know, really, if you agree with what I've been saying, I think the discourse generally on the TARC Discord has been great. The questions, that was such a great idea. And everyone's had some pretty good responses. And I'd really like the community to vote for me if they, you know, agree with what I'm saying, or if they think that I would best represent the community. Because I think ultimately my vision for TARC would be to make the racing community kind of get on the same page so that the people that are organizing the tournaments, the people volunteering, you know, the people that, you know, care and spend their time trying to make the community a fun, welcoming place for people, that they have a place to, you know, have those discussions, a place to, you know, find some resources, and a place for even new players to come in and say, hey, well, I want to start racing. Where can I go and get, you know, one stop shop for everything? Mm-hmm. But I've been pretty clear, I think, with a lot of my opinions on what I feel TARC should be. You know, whenever they had the applications come out, I said, you know, do I want to try to represent the community? Do I want to see if, you know, my opinions or my thoughts or my, you know, discussion skills with a group of people could shape the community and something that I would want to be a part of if I was coming in as a new runner or a new person interested in the game. And I really thought, you know, I probably could do that. I have a very, I want to say, logical mind. I've been in the sciences pretty much my whole life, and data, evidence, you know, I like to lay out a problem. I like to talk about the possible solutions, even if I don't think they're the best solutions. Mm-hmm. I think having that discussion and figuring out, you know, what are our choices? What do each of those choices lead to? And, you know, how would we even implement them? Are they practical? That sort of question, I think, is really important for coming up with a direction to take mm-hmm. everything. And really, you know, the community or the people that are going to utilize this rule set or any decisions that TARC ends up making, the community is what's supposed to benefit. And I think that's really important. And so I've been kind of vocal about transparency in general. Mm-hmm. I think with the old council, a lot of my issue with the old council, while I know that everyone was working hard and, you know, even, you know, some of the leaks and things like that, you see, you know, people were really having discussions, and it was, you know, people really wanted to make the community and do what was best. But, you know, a lot of that happened behind closed doors. And I think that there was some frustration generally in the community about how closed off some of the council decisions and some of the council, you know, discussion was versus, you know, what people thought was going on in the council, right? So the perception of what council was doing versus what council seemed to actually have been doing were probably different.
Right.
And I think the difference I'd like to see in TARC would be that, you know, we get some more community involvement, but also any, you know, TARC discussions or any admin team discussions, mod team discussions like that can happen kind of a little more out in the open, with the exception of whatever cheating force we have. I think that definitely would be best done anonymously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think as a TARC admin, I think the biggest, you know, your biggest job is to just provide a space for the, you know, the real volunteers, the real, you know, the people that are trying to make the community safe, the people that are trying to organize their tournaments, things like that, to kind of touch base with each other and get a pulse of the community, kind of feel where they're at on game mode type stuff on glitches, things like that, just so that, it's more approachable for a new runner coming in the competitive scene.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So that's why you should vote for me, I guess. Really vote for me if you think I would be good for the position. And I really want is to have the right people in that job. I get a volunteer position, I guess. Right. Mm. I just want the right people in the position that make the community a place that, I would want to be a part of it.
Sure. How would you practically make Tark the best place for Rando?
Yeah, I think I've kind of touched on that a little bit, but I think organizing Tark in a way that clearly delineates the different sections that are available. Right. So if there's an issue that comes up or some a new glitch is discovered, a new thing, providing a forum for people, Discord forums are kind of a really useful thing for organizing a Discord. Mm-hmm. We've already started some of that. I think P-Train's been doing a lot of that, creating those forums. But like even just the, random resources, the people making their guides and things like that. I think more of that, more organization there. But also just, we don't want a lot of power in just five people's hands. Right. I think that was another frustration, was just that it felt like, there was just a group of people and they were got together and they made the decisions and everybody was just expected to kind of go along with that. And I don't think that's the way that Tark should be set up. I think that the people should be kind of delineated into kind of subcommittees where you'd have the cheating team, you'd have I'll call it an HR team, right? So almost like a harassment group that, the community, if they're feeling a certain way, could submit their disputes, their questions, their concerns on the Tark Discord, and the admins could, kind of source those out to their committees. I would expect some sort of application process for those positions, and have the admin team select who they think are best for those positions. I personally think that if the admin team is going to be the voice for those committees and the voice for the public facing decision team for monitoring surveys and things like that for the community, that they should probably be involved in those committees. Maybe not every admin on every committee, but just so they have a feel of what decisions are being made, where the decisions are being made, and so sure. They can more accurately report to the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. Is there anything you want to say just in general to the community before the vote?
Other than that, I've been a part of the community for, maybe 3 years now. I started in the mentor tournament. I actually, didn't even use the main Rando Discord to find the randomizer. It actually was on Reddit and, found out about GMP and did that mentor tournament that year. And, now I'm involved as a moderator in the mentor tournament. I've got a really big soft spot for the mentor tournament. But I want Tark to kind of, also fill that role of making people feel welcome in the community, feel like they have a voice, that, decisions aren't just made that are going to change their game in a way that, they feel like no one wants. And so at least give a place for everyone to, get together, have a good time. We're all playing a game for fun. But yeah, I think a lot of the discourse in general, this first community admin vote and the whole situation has been kind of great, I think, for just discourse. I think people have been quite responsive and happy, and I hope it continues with whoever's elected on the admin team.
Awesome. Yo, thanks so much for jumping in and filling us all in on your thoughts and stuff, and just taking the time to come on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for doing this. I think it's great.
Thanks again to everyone for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Good luck to everyone. Just vote for who you think's going to do the best job. A lot of really strong candidates. And I feel like no matter what happens, the people that get voted in are going to do a great job. So thanks for listening, and come back next week for a regular 216 episode with Telethar. Thanks for listening.